Well, good morning to you. We're being joined by some very special guests in the studio for today. I'm being joined by Carly Dahl, the Executive Director of the Batesville Area Arts Council, and Hannah Caldwell, one of the board members with the Batesville Area Arts Council. How are y'all doing today?
Great. Weather's beautiful.
Yeah, we're finally getting into that fall weather, so it's good. It feels like fall now.
It is. It's really nice out there. Beautiful day ahead, and beautiful day ahead for tomorrow. We've got a big event coming up. How's things been, first off? It's been a while since we talked to y'all with the Batesville Area Arts Council.
Yeah, we've been great. We have a lot of really cool art in the gallery right now. It's got kind of the spooky theme for the spooky season.
Right.
We have some artists that are from Louisiana that are in the gallery now. And we're getting all kinds of new art stocked up for the holiday shopping season.
Well, that's awesome. Always good to hear great things happening with the Batesville Area Arts Council. Now it's time for Arttoberfest. Tell us a little bit about it. It's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, we are so excited. This is the 6th annual Arttoberfest. We have a great music lineup for you this year. We're going to kick off the festival at 1 p.m. with Ed Casper, who plays the accordion. He's the perfect fit for Arttoberfest. He kicks off the festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Luke Middleton that will be playing at 2:30, and we're going to close out the festival with the Osage Water Band. So we're really excited.
That's awesome. Lots of great music now. Lots of great vendors and things to see as well. Tell us a little bit about that. All the artists and maker vendors. And y'all even got a booth too. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So this year we're so excited because we have the biggest pool of vendors that we've ever had in the Arttoberfest history. So there's so many great artists and different makers of all sorts of crafts. You know, we're going to have paintings on display and actually for sale. So paintings, jewelry, ceramic, baked goods, etc. There's going to be over 40 vendors. So it's a great opportunity to come out and shop, meet some local artists, and see their amazing work.
Absolutely. And there's a couple contests as well. I heard something about a sidewalk chalk contest. I used to use sidewalk chalk when I was a kid. I loved it. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we're always impressed by the talents of local students. So we've got two different age groups this year for the contest. It's K through sixth grade. They will compete from 2 to 4. And then the junior high through college age will compete from 1 to 4. And it's something to see. Definitely come out and see what these students create. We're always impressed, and they do great work. So we can't wait to see what they do this year.
Come make your drawing with a sidewalk chalk, but come in your costume, too. There's a Main Street costume contest going on during that day.
Yeah, so to get hyped for the Main Street Halloween parade, they're going to do a costume contest on the entertainment stage at Arttoberfest starting at 3:30, and that's for ages 0 to 12. So all the kids come out in your costume, and I think you can compete for money.
Some really good prizes. So go big or go home, because you can definitely put your good costumes to display and win some really good prizes.
And y'all are going to be doing a lot of cool demonstrations and opportunities at y'all's booth. Let's talk a bit about what the Batesville Area Arts Council will be doing.
Yeah, so we have some awesome shirts that we had printed from Rock Imprinting,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be doing tie-dye t-shirts all day.
Oh.
So you can come up, pick out a shirt, and tie-dye it however you want. We're also going to be doing a printmaking demonstration. You can come out and print a bandana. So we've got some spooky things already pre-cut for you to print. We've got some Halloween crafts for the kids. And Zach Perrine from UACCB is going to be doing some funny caricatures.
Oh, boy.
So you can come get your portrait made by Zach Perrine. He'll be there.
Yeah, they're so funny. I mean, it's really entertaining.
Yeah, he did that at our summer fundraiser, and it was a big hit. He does really great, funny drawings. So we also have a coloring contest that's going on right now. You have until 5 o'clock today to vote on our Facebook page for your favorite. And we will have all of the contestants displayed at the Independence County Library in the windows. We had almost 800 coloring pages turned in. So you can come check those out at the festival. We've got some, like I said, some great talented students in Batesville.
Absolutely. And now Arttoberfest is completely free. We've mentioned that a couple times, but but it is completely free from 1 until 6 tomorrow on Main Street in Batesville. Let's talk about some of the sponsors of this event.
Yeah, well, we're so fortunate to have Citizens Bank. They're our presenting sponsor just to really, you know, help us do this event. And we also have First Community Bank, Southern Bank, and Bank of Cave City. So we really appreciate their support in our community to make this event happen, because it's going to be a great one. It always is. And this year it should be really, really exciting and fun.
And it's a full day of stuff. Oktoberfest going on from 1 until 6. And then stick around a little bit, because then it's the Nightmare on Main Street Halloween Parade at 6 p.m. Y'all going to be part of that?
We, I think, will be tired out by that point, but we're definitely encouraging everyone to come out, come to the festival and stay for the parade. They're also going to be doing a Halloween dance after the parade in Pocket Park. So it's a full day of spooky fun and art. It's just going to be a great day, and the weather's supposed to be beautiful. So
absolutely. We can't wait to see y'all at Artoberfest going on from 1 until 6. You can stick around for the Nightmare on Main Street Halloween Parade and the dance right on afterward. A full day Saturday. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, too. We thank y'all so much for joining us. Carly Dahl, the Executive Director of the Batesville Area Arts Council, and Hannah Caldwell, a board member with the Batesville Area Arts Council. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Thank you.